From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Six large blazes are burning in Southern California, and Governor Jerry Brown announced this week that a year-round fire season is the new normal. Ezra David Romero reports that residents will need to adapt.
Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott says Californians need a different outlook on fire.
Our mindset needs to be programmed around how are we going to live with it. We're always going to be looking how we can improve our system of response. But that's not the only piece. What we need to be looking at are all the other tools.
Tools like working with public officials when planning communities, better managing forests, and reducing flammable vegetation around homes.
These kinds of events can occur really anywhere. Oftentimes, they're a very microcosm of the bigger picture.
Pimlott says this change must start at the city level in order to create a fire-safe state. In response, Cal Fire is now staffing 52 fire engines across California year-round and widening fire season because of the late and early fire starts. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
The head of California's judicial system has endorsed a review of sexual harassment policies for judges and court staff after widespread claims of misconduct across the nation. But State Supreme Court Chief Justice Tani Kantil Sakaue says she thinks further sexual harassment training can only do so much.
It sort of harkens back to all the things you learned in kindergarten. Keep your hands to yourself. Don't say anything that you wouldn't want said to yourself. And, behave.
She did not propose any specific changes to current policy, but suggested an advisory panel of judges could look into it. A state appeals court judge retired in October after a judicial ethics committee investigated reports of sexual harassment. The chief justice says she was kept out of it because the Supreme Court may have to review any punishment meted out by the committee. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.